Sam Berjovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Coming to you from an undisclosed location from deep within Orange County. Behind the Orange Curtain, here we are. Folks, so much going on this week. Let's get right to it. We all know somebody who likes to bring their dog, right? Dog to the mall, to the restaurants. You know, they go online, they pay $50 or what, I don't know, whatever it is, and get their pet certified as an emotional support animal. Now, I don't know. I don't know about you. I think that's kind of humiliating, right? Everywhere you go, you're basically telling people that, well, first of all, you're either a con artist or you're so fragile that you can't go anywhere without your pet. Well, anyway, someone took it. Well, people are doing all sorts of animals. They're doing turkeys. I've heard of mini goats, mini pigs. Turkey. Somebody was on a Delta flight and they saw a man with a turkey. Grown ass individual with a turkey sitting in the seat beside him. Was he headed to Thanksgiving dinner? I don't know. But this just happened, and if you missed it, you're in for a treat. Apparently, a service animal, an emotional support animal, which in this case happened to be a monkey, got loose on a Las Vegas-bound Frontier Airlines flight. Apparently, its owner was on his way from Ohio, ready to party it up in Vegas. Now, by the way, just assuming for a minute that you're going for a junket, a little trip to Vegas, probably the last thing you'd want is a monkey with you. Or maybe it would be the first thing you'd want. But anyway, the monkey got loose on the plane, which was probably the most awesome thing ever to happen on a Frontier Airlines flight. And again, the police had to come out. The police later determined nothing criminal occurred. And no injuries, thankfully, reported. The monkey and the owner of said pet went on their way. Can you imagine being on that flight? Because it's bad enough when you're on a plane and people's kids get out of control. You know those people who have their kids who just won't stop and bother you and turn around and throw stuff and their parents are completely oblivious to it? This one, that's right, this kid throws poo. Can't make this stuff up. I'll tell you, you'd almost think it was patently ridiculous, the news media this week. And so what we always try to do here is sum up the week and tell you what you've missed and get down to the nitty gritty of happenings and make sure that we get beyond the headlines. In fact, I was, what night was this? This would have been midweek. I'm lying in bed. I'm kind of looking at news stories that I've missed during the day. And I go on CNN, which, by the way, has gone full force anti-Trump. And I think the side note here is, do you remember CNN in the primary? CNN in the primary was, I would describe them as almost, not enthusiastic, but they were pro-Trump in the primary. You know, my natural suspicion is that CNN, well, they had a little bit of an agenda, push Trump now and then tank him later. This is what they do. They do this with candidates. Because when it comes down to it, CNN's newsroom and all the way up to management, they're a bunch of commie pinkos. Okay, these people are full force pro-Hillary commie pinkos. And that's me being charitable. So I think I talked about it last week. In fact, I know I did. I mentioned how I'd been on CNN's homepage, and every news story is obsessively anti-Trump. It's like CNN is the jilted ex-girlfriend, the one that can't say anything nice about her ex. So what are they? Okay, so here I'm on my iPhone 6S in bed. Timestamp here happens to be, I'll tell you, 11:13 p.m. And here are, in order, the news stories by, and of course, the most important news story, according to CNN, is on top. Secret Service says, quote, more than one conversation has taken place, referring to that brouhaha about Trump and his statements about the Second Amendment, people taking care of Hillary. The next, I'll get to that, but the next line here, what Second Amendment says. Next line, next link, if you will, right? Next news story. Trump's Second Amendment fight. Okay, and that's their headline section. That's the, this is where the top news of the day is. And if you'll remember, by Wednesday night, this whole Secret Service thing was, this whole Hillary Clinton nonsense about the Second Amendment, it was already dying down. And they are still just, they've got their billows there. it's like trying to build a campfire on a moss in a mossy place on a damp day after it's rained for a week, like upstate Washington. Anyway, so CNN. Then the next story, Air Force short 700 fighter pilots. That's, seems innocuous enough. And then, we're back to Trump. Disgraced ex-congressman sits behind Trump at rally. Opinion. Okay, now the irony, of course, that CNN now is talking about, and now they're disclosing that this is an opinion. A plan only Ivanka could love, referring to the economic plan that Trump released a week before. Anyway, and then report, RNC losing staffers over Trump. And this is, there were more things after this, but this is just all that could fit on my screen, again, of my iPhone. These are the top stories. And see, if you're not a listener of this program, if you are just one of the masses consuming the headlines, a lot of people, they don't even click on it. So a lot of people out there, this is what they do. Pull up CNN on their phone. Check out the top headlines, and you would think that this was the gospel truth. If this was your only source, you'd be hosed. In my stack of stuff, just to point out how absurd some of this is, it took less than 24 hours for Reuters to chime in. And Reuters, be honest here. If CNN is the commie news network, I mean, Reuters, Reuters is it's the slightly more established version of the same thing. Reuters. Okay. Talks about. Reported. Okay. I'll tell you the direct quote. A federal official on Wednesday said the U.S. Secret Service had not formally spoken with Republican Donald Trump's presidential campaign regarding his suggestion a day earlier that gun rights activists, blah, 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 blah. So do you see this? The Reuters reported and quoted an official with the U.S. Secret Service debunking the entire premise of a story that CNN is running. But as of top story, let's be clear. But as of 11:13 p.m. our time, right? This is still their top focus. So I'm just explaining this to you because I get people that come to me all the time and say, "Oh, you're just I get it. The media is biased." How many times have you heard that? The media is biased. Well, it's not that everybody has a bias. But it's important for you to know and understand that this bias is real and that you've got to find a way to navigate it. And you've got to believe it. And if you want to be an educated voter, you don't want to just throw away your vote in any old election. You've got to know that this stuff really exists. And when you have a reputable news source such as CNN blatantly lying on their front page, It's literally take Trump down news network. So now I want to talk about one more thing here. Why I think this is funny too, is most of this and most of what CNN is doing and a lot of news sources that you go to, it's a very, yeah, they're reacting. Yes, they're reacting, and they're almost fighting the fight for Clinton. This is literally the DNC talking point memo. Because in the same page here, disgraced ex-congressman sits behind Trump at rally. That's another one of the headlines. And I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know who it is. Do you? And nobody followed. Nobody cares. Because at that same exact time, we've got this incredible news development that somehow the DNC, Hillary Clinton, the campaign, decided to put the Orlando shooter's father behind Hillary on camera at the rally. Did you see this? So if you're not already mad and already just seething at the absurdity of CNN here, just devoting an entire front page of nonsense news, if you're not already outraged by that, why aren't they talking about Hillary? They just buried it. They completely buried this news story, decided not to talk about it. So what I want to do, when I come back, let's talk about what this means. And remember, for Hillary being so obsessed with optics and how things look, there might just be something very important to note about why the Sadiq Mateen guy was there. And I'll talk about that when we come back. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say, this was their finest hour.
All right. Back. I do not have a service monkey. I do not have an emotional support animal. Although I do have a really cute dog. Have I talked to you guys about my dog? I have an adorable dog. She's 10. Her name's Lucy, and she's black and tan. What else can I tell you? Great personality, great snuggler. But I don't, you know, I actually find it more stressful to take my dog places. You know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about this. Well, among other things, we're talking about this guy who brings a emotional support monkey on his flight to Las Vegas. And the monkey predictably breaks loose and runs all over the plane. But long story short, if people are really bringing these pets in places, they're taking their animals to restaurants, they're taking them out, and it's stressful taking your dog. It's bad. You know, when I take my three kids out to dinner, I'm a big believer in this, by the way, in taking your kids out to eat. I think it's so important when you take your, it's not just about the food, it's not just about the time together, but you know, there's a time and a place for certain behavior. And kids from an early age, in my opinion, again, need to learn that there's times when you sit in a restaurant, you behave, you learn how to address adults. Right now, the big challenge is getting kids to do eye contact. You know, like if you're going to, I make my kids order their own food. I'm big on that. Do you guys know parents that just sit there and say, okay, she's going to get the pasta, he's going to get the pizza, you know, they order for their kids. And so these kids grow up not knowing how to interact with adults or people other than their friends, people that they're comfortable with. Life is about interacting with people that you're not comfortable with. Trust me. So you got to teach, and it's like one way to teach kids this from an early age is to take them out to eat. The last thing I want is to have a service animal there. You know, that one more thing I got to take care of. So I don't get it. This whole thing's just crazy. So look, we're talking about media bias, which I know we talk about it all the time on the show, but we were just talking about, I took one snapshot this week of what CNN.com's homepage looked like, and it's all boo, 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 Donald Trump. And at the same time, and that's fine. At the same time, though, there are legitimate concerns and problems going on with Hillary, of which there is nary a mention. Zip. In fact, a lot of what is being talked about on the CNN page is a deliberate retort to some of the things that are, at the time, circulating in the news about Hillary. So, for example, if you've been following the news this week, you know the question of Trump's insistence or... it was a joke, okay? His joke about, Second Amendment people. I mean, they can take care of it. But the reaction, right? The reaction from the drive-by media was predictably outraged, crazy, call for needs to drop out of the race. He's disqualified, unfit. You know, when I saw the replay of the press conference, I had to watch it. I didn't see it live. I want to see the replay of it. I mean, should he have said it as? But it was a freaking joke. It was a joke, and CNN.com. You would think it was the end of the world. You know what I don't think is a joke? I don't think it's a joke to have a political rally and put behind you, right? Again, you know when you see candidates standing at the podium and there are people behind them? Those are their supporters. And more importantly, those are their supporters whom the candidate and the candidate's campaign have decided represent them the best. If you've ever been to one of these rallies, you'll laugh, especially Democrats do this, but even some lame Republicans. You'll have a rally, and it could be in Iowa, where it's 99% white cracker. And you'll go to this thing, and the campaign will find the three minorities in the crowd and put them behind the candidate. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure out why they do that. It's about optics. They know that there are only, well, if you're Hillary, 500 people at the rally. If you're Trump, there's 10,000. But wait, there's the people in the audience don't matter. It's not for the people in the audience. It's all for what is shown on TV. So the four corners of that frame, the image that is broadcast on TV, you bet your bottom dollar, a lot of thought is going into that. Trust me. So why in the world would Hillary's people put this Sadiq Mateen guy up behind her? And I'll tell you, I'll explain this to you. Just you have to follow me here for a minute. Now, okay, if you don't know who Sadiq Mateen is, he's the father of the shooter in Orlando. And I get it. So he's a guy who is, I will tell you, very controversial. He's got the big mustache, by the way. Did you see this? So he's a really identifiable person. Let me just say that, too. So you could pick. This guy's got a giant bushy mustache. He was wearing a red hat. It wasn't a Trump hat, but it was a red hat. And he was right to the right of Hillary. So he was on behind her on her left. So, who is this guy? And we've talked about him before. And, you know, the media loves to play the guilt by association game. So, you've got a guy, this is how tone deaf and stupid the Hillary people are. It's all about showing to us, preaching to us. This is insulting. Preaching to us. That it's not about, that This act that happened in Orlando, okay, was not about Islam. And now we're going to take this guy, we're going to take this father who is a law-abiding U.S. citizen who did everything right, who emigrated here. He is the guy who Trump, you know, pointed a finger at and said, this is a problem. And he's just as much a part of our political process. He is just as much an American as any one of us. But here's the problem. This Sadiq Mateen guy with the Super Mario mustache is a little more than just an incidental victim of Omar Mateen's acts at that Orlando shooting. Because this guy is he's a freaking Taliban supporter. He has a YouTube channel that, by the way, he hasn't removed. It's not like that Khan guy who quickly took down his website, you know, where he's promoting. What we talked about that last week. Get the podcast. But there it is. This guy is blatantly, he's a Taliban supporter. In fact, there's one YouTube video that came as late as 2015 where he's talking about, this is his quote, our brothers in Waziristan are warrior brothers in the Taliban movement and national Afghan Taliban are rising up. Inshallah, which means God willing. The Duran Line issue will be solved soon, okay? And he's basically, anyone who's, on any given day, we're fighting the Taliban. We're still fighting that fight. And this is a guy who's sitting inside the United States and supporting our enemy. Think about that. That's treason. But you can't call it that because it's not politically correct. You can't call it that because, well, that's his culture. That's his religion. That's his thing. You know, I mean, we can't get near it. And so if you're just joining us, we're looking at this bias here. On one side, you've got CNN.com that writes, disgraced ex-congressman sits behind Trump at rally. Really? Okay. That's the best you've got? And nowhere in any of the headlines, even though it was breaking news that day, nowhere in any of those headlines does it mention this kook sitting behind Hillary. And by the way, let me add one more thing when I'm talking about Mateen. Sadiq Mateen, father of Omar Mateen, the Orlando shooter at the Pulse nightclub. This guy is an avowed, open, notorious homophobe. And not just a homophobe. I mean, he's somebody that's repeatedly and publicly and in his YouTube videos rallied against homosexuality. So if you're a Democrat and presumably you hold LGBT issues strongly to your heart, how do you feel about your candidate putting this guy up behind her and putting him up as one of her model supporters, model fans? I mean, I'd be beside myself. And it's not just bad optics, because I'll finish with this here to just make something clear. Hillary Clinton is completely optics obsessed. We've talked about it. We've talked about how anything even Benghazi came down to optics. And remember that the intervention was delayed because people are changing in and out of uniforms because Hillary Clinton can't make up her mind if she wants the invading force to look threatening. Okay. That's all in sworn testimony. So the optics matter. So here, this thing that putting him up is a giant middle finger it's just that's what it is. It's a giant screw you. I'm with this guy. And if you think that what he's saying isn't okay, you're a bigot. So I'm tired of being told I'm a bigot. And this comes back to whole terrorism, Muslims, and an honest conversation that only Trump is having. And I'm going to come back to that when we get back. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
And now,
Now, as an added spot tonight, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are subjugating our entire show to Sam Nation because apparently he's right and the rest of everyone is wrong.
Now imagine you are just headed to a little shindig, perhaps a little gathering in Las Vegas, ready to blow off some steam, when suddenly an emotional support monkey comes loose on the plane, runs over, throws some poo, and bites you. It could happen. I mean, almost did last week. So, what do you do when something like that? There it is. You just got a monkey bite. I tell you what. There's only one thing to do if you've got an injury, an accident, any kind, anything that involves some kind of hurt. Call Sweet James, attorney Sweet James Bergner. When you call his office, you'll know why he's known as Sweet James. He's the champion, the victor. And when it comes to winning personal injury cases, over $400 million won for his clients so far. And he's not done. He keeps fighting for us. That's right, for all of us. His team, they're problem solvers. Sweet James deals with all the insurance companies out there. Even if this monkey had insurance, by gosh, that's right. Sweet James, he'll put their head in a vise. And don't worry, he won't just get you bananas. He deals with all insurance companies out there. Insurance companies do not want to give you what you deserve if you're hurt in an accident. Remember that. If you have attorney Sweet James Bergner on your side, he will make sure you are taken care of. He cares about your family, and he's extremely invested in people. He'll take care of you and getting you back to whole. Adjusters, attorneys, employees of insurance companies, guess what? They call Sweet James, too, when they're hurt or when their loved one is in an accident. It's crazy. Now, he's shared some great real-life stories with me, you know, and he really is a guy that does swoop in sometimes, even last minute. Doesn't prefer to do it that way, but even last minute to save the day. So for you, for me, for all of us, if we've ever get hurt in an accident, dog bites, car, motorcycle, truck accident, slip and fall, pedestrian, product liability, even a rabid monkey bite, everyone I talk to knows who you need to call. Sweet James. Call my friend, attorney Sweet James Bergner, 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or go to sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC, and we are hot on the trail of media injustices everywhere, exploring all the nonsense this week that's gone down. But I just want to, if you're just tuned in here, we're talking about CNN, their nonsense. By the way, you heard the big news story, right? They've dropped to third in the race, and this is what I think. I want to expound on something I said earlier about how, you know, they were all about Trump in the beginning. And then they just did this hard tack left for Hillary. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. Somewhere in this story, what we're talking about, might be buried a reason for why Donald Trump's going to win. Well, follow me on this. Here's the deal. So CNN's dropped third in the cable race. Now, mind you, during the conventions, and I mean both the Republican convention and the Democratic convention, CNN, you hear about their ratings? Number one. Which, by the way, I mean, that was something like, you know, the flight of the Phoenix. I mean, it was literally a unicorn in the wild has been spotted. Because if you know, CNN has been they've been lagging behind Fox for years. And all of a sudden, you know, the stories that came out, I'm consumed with this. I'm in media. I don't want to bore you with all this, but the fawning stories and Jeff Zucker, you know, the president of the Common News Network. It's just, this is a resurgence, and it's going to be so wonderful, and finally, Fox News is going to be dethroned, and Roger Ailes, and that was all I heard for 3 weeks. You would have thought that CNN just had their best year ever. But typical in liberal fashion, you know, you get the trophy first and then the results, you know, worry about the results later. Yeah, this is totally, this reminds me of Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. So, there it is. Now, why is this important? Well, one of the things I'm telling you, one of the things that was really calculated about CNN when they were running, why they were gaining traction leading up to the RNC during the primary, was because CNN gave Trump a tremendous amount of airtime. And the reason they got a lot of airtime, and I know memories are short, but let me remind you of this. They gave Trump a lot of airtime because Trump was on and off with the tiff with Fox News. You know, Fox News had a lot of horses in the fight. You know, they had some of their own people at one point. They had some lesser known candidates like the fat guy from Arkansas, and they had, you know, there were people that were running that Fox was being really nice to, and then they weren't that nice to Donald Trump, if you'll remember. At one point, the tiff with Megyn Kelly got so bad that Trump all but refused to go on Fox at all. And CNN smartly seized on this. Remember this? They seized on it. And Donald Trump himself said, God, what kind of a world am I living in? I'm getting treated more fairly by CNN than by Fox. Now, I am a cynic by nature. And so I'm sitting here, you know, watching all of this unfold, and I'm saying, well, this is just the most obviously calculated play. CNN knows that people can't get enough of Donald Trump. That's it. The Donald is, love him or hate him, the Donald is captivating. So they gave Trump a lot of airtime, but the more airtime they gave Trump, the better their ratings did. All right. So why wouldn't they continue that? Because it's a bad day in media, I'll tell you. And you can take this back to the water cooler when you're debating this with your colleagues, with all those people that don't listen to the show. Because here's the thing. Sometimes the press believe their own press. They shouldn't, but they do. And so CNN started to believe that we must really have good people. We must have good programming. We must have, hell no, that's not it. You just for once started to be a little balanced. And believe it or not, people like that. Now, they had plenty, trust me, in this time, I don't want to overstate how fawning they were. They weren't fawning over Trump. They just gave him a lot of airtime. And they certainly didn't pull the kind of nonsense I talked about earlier in the show, where out of, you know, 10 news stories on any given day, 9 of them are anti-Trump and 1 of them is unrelated. And none of them are about Hillary, because pretty much right now there's nothing good you can say about Hillary. So we're just not going to report on her at all. And if we do report on the Clinton, it's going to be some lame puff piece that has no bearing. Anyway, I'll get to the puff piece later if we have time, because there's a great puff piece in the New York Times that I cannot wait to sink my Sam Nation teeth into. Well, we'll see. Inshallah, we'll get to it. Now, so that's it. So they just believed CNN believed its own press. So they gave, again, just to recap all this, CNN gives Trump lots of airtime, is doing great. Now ratings, surprise, ratings come out. CNN's dropped back down to third. Everyone in the world, in the media world, all these multi-million dollar paycheck guys and gals are sitting around scratching their groins going, I want, what happened? How is this possible? We were doing so well. I'll tell you. You completely gave up your objectivity because I know these people like the back of my hand. And here is how a liberal works at the end of the day. They pretend to be neutral. They pretend to play. They'll do what they need to do for money. But when push comes to shove, their true stripes come out. And we're in the fourth quarter, folks. We're in the fourth quarter. This is it. It's down to the wire. And don't, you know, and it, I'm telling you it's down to the wire. No matter how many stories you hear about how you know, Hillary's up and away and gone and da da da. You heard that too, right? Up and away, gone, you know, runaway game, you know, it's done, it's over. Bada boom, bada bang. Trump, what CNN reported at one point, Trump might as well resign. Might as well give it up. There was a whole report. They spent one whole segment talking about how Pence, Trump's running mate, should sit the Donald down and look him in the eyes and say, Donald, give it up for goodness gracious, for the sake of the party, for the sake of the country, give it up. It's the kind of nonsense they're reporting. And now last week it's +2, +3, whatever Hillary, which is well within the margin of error, might I add. But here is why, and I talked about this earlier, I want to explain to you why this all matters. Because if you're running, if you're a channel, and you're running a lot of Trump, and people are watching, and then you stop running a lot of Trump, and instead are running Trump bashing, and your numbers tank, what does that tell you? There are a lot of people out there that like this guy. And no matter all the BS that you spread about him and the spin that you put on everything that comes out of his mouth, people still like him. And that is something that is a winning quality and may end up changing the game in November. It'll be shocking to everybody. It will. And especially people at CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. Sam Rogowski, back after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're looking for a show that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. Sam Nation will accommodate you.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, here back on KABC. Talking about media bias and enjoying a bit of schadenfreude, which is, well, I don't always encourage it. But when it comes to CNN... Who, by the way, I have to add one more thing about their ratings. They, in fact, got beat last month by MSNBC. What? I mean, MSNBC was, you know, there sometimes didn't even necessarily appear on infographics when you had ratings comparing Fox News and CNN. MSNBC being the Special Olympics player, pardon the analogy if you're following the games, the Special Olympics contestant. In the ratings game. So, we're talking about Trump and how CNN's ratings were on the up and up. They were marching up and getting better. And again, my theory on it is, and I think I'm right, is that that period of up coincided with them giving Trump, one, a lot of airtime, and two, more importantly, being relatively balanced. I'm not saying fair, but they were balanced. They gave Trump airtime. They had the haters on. Of course, all the talking heads on CNN poo-pooed the Donald and dismissed him in a variety of ways. But at least an alternative opinion was given. And Trump, love him or hate him, is very good at fighting back. And so when you give him airtime, he's going to give his point of view and he's his own best defender. Okay, so now what happened? and how, why is it relevant? And one of the things that I explained was, look, people, ratings show viewers' interest. Ratings are essentially a vote. We vote by watching a channel. If we like the channel, I mean, unless you're me and have a bunch of TVs going, you've got one TV, you've got one channel, you can watch it once, and there it is. You have to pick the best one. And the winner is the one who has the kind of programming that appeals to the most people. Now, if this is beginning to sound like a popularity contest, you're right, it is. That's exactly what ratings are. It's a popularity contest. If this ratings game is starting to sound a little bit like a, well, I don't know, say a presidential election, you're right, it is, because there it also is a battle for a winner. I don't get to pick two presidential candidates, you have to pick one. Just like you can only watch one show, one cable news network, one channel at a time. Okay, so I'm just saying that people are watching. They're watching CNN when there's a lot of Trump on, and they stop watching it when it gets into Trump bashing. Tells me that there are probably a lot more people out there who sympathize with Trump than some of the polling necessarily is reflecting. But then there's another thing. There's another thing here that's on that, that's to that point. You remember that leading up to the convention, even during the Republican convention, right at the peak of CNN's glory in the ratings race, you'll remember something else was going on. What was it? Well, there was, we that live here on the left coast, you almost hear the squealing and hand-wringing. Yes, they're getting the vapors back in the halls of the establishment in New York City, Midtown Manhattan, in Washington, D.C. And what was it? Trump was starting to be ahead of Hillary in some polls. It was neck and neck. You don't tell me for a minute that the good folks over at CNN started to realize, oh, somebody somewhere said, we can't let this happen. No. It is our responsibility to stop this guy. Now, if you think that's an absurd statement, there was some kind of word vomit or something of that type that came out from someone named Dan Rather, who I don't know how he's credible in any way, shape, or form anymore in any way. But Rather, I believe, said all that the media is responsible, should take the lead on stopping Donald Trump. So if he's saying it, I will bet you there are many program directors out there who are saying it too, at least thinking it and acting on it. But there's also one other thing to consider in all of this, and that is that the media can be bought. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but boy, is Hillary Clinton spending a lot of money on ads. Remember, she's flush with cash. She's swimming in it. Think of Hillary DuckTales, right? She's Scrooge McDuck. She's got that, well, is it the Clinton Foundation? That too, right? I mean, she is swimming in cash. And her campaign, I mean, they've got more money coming from more shady people, from the Chinese, from the Middle East, from Russia. I mean, they are flush with cash. And she now, in this final quarter, this fourth quarter I've been talking about, this is it. She's going to burn that cash. Now, you might ask yourself, isn't it kind of stupid to go and spend your money on CNN? I mean, you've got people that watch CNN to see a bunch of Trump bashing. Aren't these the people that are going to vote for you anyway? Huh? But let me tell you something. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. What if it's not about actually reaching voters or changing people's minds? What if it's more calculated than that? Can you imagine if you're Hillary and you've got All of a sudden, CNN, the communist news network, they're supposed to be right here in your back pocket of your baggy pantsuit. And they're supposed to be your people. These are your people. And what? Suddenly, they've gone off script. They're off the reservation. They are giving all this airtime to Trump. And here I am sitting on $40, $50, $60 million, at least, maybe north of 100 now. And they go, we got to stop this. We got to limit this. We've got to, how do we contain it? And so what do? They go to CNN and say, listen, guys, you can make a choice. You can choose to continue giving Trump all this airtime and playing this, you know, fair thing, whatever. And I realize it's good for your ratings and all. I get that. But we're not going to spend a dime on you. We are not in a political cycle. In this cycle, we're not going to spend a dime. And if we do, it's just going to be some small amount. Or you cut it out and we are going to drop millions on you. If you think for a minute, if you want to discount the power of the purse in this type of transaction, you don't understand how media works. Okay. Even a company like CNN, if somebody walks in with a $10 million ad buy, that is a revenue game changer for the year, not just the quarter. And so with that kind of game-changing revenue spend, mind you, not something the Trump campaign, which is running lean and mean, can afford to do, Hillary can buy press coverage. Because the business side of a media outlet really calls the shots, okay? Money talks. And it's not anything sinister. You've got people in the newsroom who are pro-Hillary or certainly anti-Trump to begin with, number one. But then you also have people in the newsroom that take direction from somebody, and guess who they take direction from? Yeah, it's their program director, but ultimately it's from sales. I mean, you wouldn't think it from watching their crap programming, but they are there to make revenue. They are there to be a profitable company. Guffaw, guffaw. And so, what I'm telling you, if they're faced with that choice, believe you me, they are going. Absolutely. They are going absolutely to listen to the Clinton campaign and take some direction and editorially and in the newsroom, take a tact left anti-Trump. And it doesn't have to even come from the campaign, right? It can come from different PACs that are involved, that are spending money, that are spending anti-Trump ad money and doing ad buys. So I'll tell you, I think this is... There are, why am I telling you all of this? Because I don't want you to be the sucker that looks and watches MSNBC or CNN and goes, this is the truth. This is what's going on. Because I'll tell you this week, you know, I people know I do the show and I have a life outside of the show and I'm talking to people the absurd things I've heard so far. I've heard, is Trump really, is he dropping out? I heard that he's dropping out. It's nonsense. It's BS. I mean, we already told you and earlier in the show, what he said that was so awful about Clinton and how he wants some gun owner, some gun wacko to kill her if she becomes president to stop her from appointing. That's just terrible. And if you actually listen to the clip, I mean, it was an attempt at a joke. Well, I mean, Sam, how? No, you can't. Well, but yeah, no, it was a joke. In fact, bringing it back to Sadiq Mateen, father of the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooter, the Democrats have tried to distance themselves from him, right? Hillary's trying to say, oh, it is. And, you know, by the way, this is the best thing. They're suggesting that Mateen's more outrageous video statements were made as jokes of questionable taste. And so the media, these guys, possibly bought by the Clintons, they're picking and choosing what's funny. And just make sure the media never picks and chooses for you. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. We got so much more to go over. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. I promise I will make it worth your time. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Fun with family and friends. Enjoy. And I will be back tomorrow. Visit samnation.com for all the Twitter and podcast. You know this. You know the drill. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790, KABC.